And now for our story.
When we left our story yesterday, Dr. Benson had just received a mysterious call while he was visiting at the home of Max and Mary. Max was sure that the call was from Carter. Now, what reason did Carter have for calling Benson? Is it possible that Carter has succeeded in winning Dr. Benson over to his side? Or is it possible that Carter, as Mary says, has had a change of heart? We are more inclined to take Max's opinion that the only way to change Carter's heart is to amputate. But we shall see what we shall see. And what about the spring? Have our friends given them up as a hopeless task? Listen to every episode in this thrilling, humorous, human story, because you won't want to miss any of the exciting events that are to come. As we resume our story, Daddy is talking to Mary at her home and has gotten himself into a temper over something.
Darn it, I'm ruined. Absolutely ruined. I ain't got legs to say good.
Now, Daddy, if you'd only quiet down and let me know what it's all about. You've been shouting so much, I don't know what to say.
I got the right to shout, and I'll keep right on shouting. I'm ruined, I tell you. Absolutely ruined.
Go ahead. Get it out of your system. I'll wait. And when you get either tired or hoarse, I'll be here waiting.
Oh, Mary, darling. It's all over first.
Well, now what's wrong?
Well, I was talking to Fowler not 20 minutes ago. He was talking very serious about withdrawing his support from the new hotel. You know what that means, don't you?
Oh, are you sure, Daddy? What did he say?
Well, I don't know exactly, but said something about everything going wrong and that he was losing faith in us and in the town.
Well, I don't understand that. The hotel and its development was as much John Fowler's idea as it was ours.
Hey, that's what makes it awful.
Are you sure, Daddy?
I could hear him now.
Well, that is all right, but sometimes you get so angry about things that you never really hear what people are saying to you.
Tell me that I'm going deep.
That is more the deafness than the physical fact of not being able to hear. You know, some people close up their minds so tightly that although there's nothing the matter with their ears, they can't hear a thing that anybody says to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're too stubborn.
Mm-hmm. You tell me that I'm stubborn? Well, sir, Fowler's the one who's stubborn. It just is hard to manage the old mule.
Well, I don't understand it, Dad. Where do you suppose I can find John Fowler?
I don't know, and I don't care. In fact, I don't care if I never see him again.
Well, you don't care. The future of your hotel and the future of all of us rest with him and the success of the spring.
Well, last I saw him, he was standing in the street in front of the hotel, and I just left him there.
Oh, it must have been quite a fight. Oh, that must be Max. He went out very mysteriously this morning without telling you where he was going.
Hello, Mary. Is Daddy here?
Yes, come on in.
I've got a stitch of that old classmate. Really, Mary, he's the stubbornest old fool that I've ever had business dealing with.
Well, now, that's interesting. He was saying practically the same thing about you just a minute ago.
Oh, I thought you'd be going back to the Chicago office by this time.
Listen, Stratford, will you please shut up and let me explain to Mary what I was trying to tell you?
Now, there's nothing to explain. You're just working out on me.
Well, please, Daddy, let Miss Fowler down.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, his tongue goes funny.
Mary, I don't know what Daddy told you, I said, but I'm sure he's gotten it all mixed up in his usual manner.
What do you mean? I think I can understand anything you say. That is, if you speak English.
I want you to know that I'm a graduate.
I don't care if you're a graduate, you think so.
Why, how dare you?
Oh, please now, Daddy. Please, Mr. Fowler.
Well, if I may continue without interruption.
Yes, please.
As I was telling Mr. Stratford, my Chicago office is...
Who's Chicago office?
My Chicago office is getting a bit worried about the progress being made.
Well, you can tell them that they got nothing to worry about.
On the contrary, I should think that we've got plenty to worry about. If you will remember, the contract we made stated that I was to help in the construction of the hotel on condition that the springs were developed and publicized.
On condition that the springs were developed and publicized.
Yes.
Yes. So what?
So nothing. Except that nothing has really been accomplished as far as the springs are concerned.
Oh, but Mr. Fowler, we do not dare.
Oh, I know you are, Mary. But the fact remains that nothing has been done. Now, here in Sanders, we've all failed. And I feel it's my duty to report to my office that we have failed.
Oh, you do, huh?
Well, why have they got to know how things are going here?
Well, Daddy, Mr. Fowler's right. This is a business deal. And it's only fair that the people who are vitally concerned in the deal should be fully informed as to the conditions. Mr. Fowler has as much to lose as any other servant.
Yeah, I know he has. That's why I'm saying give us a little more time just to make good on our part.
I don't see what good time will do. After all, with the money to buy the bustling apparatus, nothing can be done. You know that.
Well, why don't you advance us the money to go ahead?
Well, there are several reasons why that's impossible. You know I'd like to, but in the first place, all my money's tied up in frozen assets.
Mm.
This hotel project of yours being the biggest one. I can't ask my concern to give me more money for the Springs development, because that's definitely your lookout. And they'd refuse. In the third place, it would be throwing good money after bad money.
Yeah, well, yes. I don't understand that third reason at all. You seem to think that the Springs was a good investment.
Well, Daddy, I think I understand what Mr. Fowler means. We have no definite assurance that the Springs are going to be a success, even if we could get things really going.
Well, for that matter, how do we know anything in the whole world is going to be a success, less than a trice? We've got to gamble. That's all business is.
I admit you're right, but when gambling, if the stakes get beyond one's reach and the odds too unfavorable, well, the only intelligent thing to do is to withdraw while one's still able.
Yeah, that's what you say, but it sure looks like racing to me.
It's merely good business.
Well, however, if it were impossible to get going on this thing before very long, you'd still be interested, wouldn't you, Mr. Fowler?
Well, yes, of course, Mary. You understand, don't you? I think I like you people all better than anyone I know. But I've still got to think of my company and my stockholders. It's my duty to save them as much money as I possibly can. You understand that, don't
you? Yes, I understand. But, Mr. Fowler, will you give us just a little more time? I'm sure that if we have just a little more time, we'll be able to show you some action.
Heaven, Mary, you know I'll do anything in my power to help. But mind you, there are certain things that I just can't do. And I want you all to understand that now.
It all sounds like a funeral.
Well, I'm sure.
There's everything here but your body.
Oh, Max, is that you?
In the flesh, Cook, in the flesh. And not a moving picture. Oh, well, I see we got company. Well, hiya, boys, hiya.
Hello, Maggie.
Well, boy, what a happy little groupie. Well, maybe I better go out and come inside again. Okay, now let's try again, boys. Well, hiya, boys, hiya.
I don't see what you got to be so gay about.
Well, I don't see what you got to be so sad about.
Oh, Max, we've just been talking about the spring.
You have? Well, now, ain't that a recognition? You know, I was thinking about the same thing myself.
Oh, well, seriously, Max, things look pretty bad.
Well, they do, huh? I don't think so. What's up now?
If I were here trying to wake you up.
Now, Stratford, that isn't true, and you know it. I gave you my reasons, and I'm not trying to get out.
Now, wait a minute. What's all the shooting about?
Well, Mr. Fowler's worried about our not doing anything about the spring, and he feels it's his duty to report to his office and his stockholders.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that, but I can see.
I'm glad you're taking it that way, Mac. Now, as I explained to Mary, it's my duty to those people who have entrusted their money.
Sure, I get you. But what are you going to tell them?
I'm going to tell them that as far as I can see, the Stratford Springs is becoming a most unfavorable risk.
Well, now, I can't see why you say that.
Yeah, that's what I told them, too.
Now, Max, you must try to understand me.
I understand you perfectly. You're just getting a little...
Please, Stratford, if you continue this heckling, I don't know what I shall do.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Wait a minute. Now, are you complaining because we ain't getting going with the bottling work?
Yes. And I don't see how you can possibly get going without more capital.
Well, now, open up your pearly white ears to this, boys. The Stratford Springs Bottling Works will be going full blast before the end of this week.
Huh?
Oh, man, that's darling. How can you possibly promise that?
Why, just because. Because I can. Say, I'll have the whole business set up tomorrow, and by Friday or Saturday, well, we'll be taking the 2-3 quarter out of Springs and be filling the nice, clean little bottles.
Well, it's all very well to talk, Max, but can you deliver?
Huh? Why, everything I promised, John, and more. Sure, I just got the sweetest little bottle in work, and I got it for a song. And I didn't even sing for
it. Oh, it is your best news I've had in 7 years. Yeah. How'd you do it, Meg?
Well, I'll tell you now.
Well, I don't even have to ask him.
Huh?
I somehow knew that Max would be able to come through at the right minute.
Yep, and I did. Didn't I tell you?
Certainly did, Max. Certainly did.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you all about it. You remember the old Sanders Sarsaparilla work?
Oh, yes. They've been out of business now for 7 years.
Yeah, well, when Mary told me last night about what new machinery would cost, well, I thought to myself, well, why not get old machinery?
Old?
Well, maybe not old, but used, you know, sort of second-hand.
Yeah, I get you.
Well, so I remembered the Sanders Sarsaparilla work ain't been doing anything for some time. In fact, they've been out of business. So I just went over there to investigate, and I found out the bottling machinery was still there and in very good shape.
That's wonderful.
What in general? Say, it's more than that. It's colossal. It's big. You know, I started talking to several guys and hung around the place. I guess one of them was a watchman. And I finally found out where the guy lived who owned the place.
Yeah, well, who was it?
Me.
What?
Yeah, yeah, it belongs to my dad,
no.
Jerry Sanders. And now to the Holden Company. And as I am the head of that outfit, we got a bottling.
Well, that's the most amazing luck I've ever heard of.
Oh, it's more than luck. It's Max Tilly.
Yes, Mary, I'm afraid we'll have to agree with you. That Max of yours is some fellow. He always comes through at the right moment. Tomorrow, the works are going to be installed in the basement of the hotel. Don't miss this humorous and human episode. Carter offers his aid. Will Max accept or won't he? Remember, Max is the only one who really holds out against taking anything from Carter. Is he right? All this in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the good wishes of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.